And that will do it. The Senators, in a season that you'd have to describe as a disappointing one, they ended at least with a 3-1 victory over the Boston Bruins.
Well, and head coach Jacques Martin will leave the Ottawa bench for one final time and be in a very high spirit here, Dean, picking up the victory here tonight.
The voices of Dean Brown and Gord Wilson on TSN 1200 last night as the Senators wrapped up their 82-game season, which is where it ends, once again, seventh year in a row, missing the playoffs for Ottawa and start to look ahead to the offseason. And they foreshadowed a couple of things there, including the fact that Jacques is done and this team will be looking for a coach under new ownership, actually, you know, having had some time to assess the situation this season and think about what direction this team needs to go. And Dean Brown is here with us starting the offseason right here on News Talk 580 CFRA. Good morning to you, Dean.
Morning, Trish. The best way to start the offseason.
Oh, there you go. So I assume you're back at the rink tomorrow, right, to really close things down?
Yeah, tomorrow morning, the players, after they have their one-on-one meetings with the general manager and the coaches, their debrief, and then they start meeting with the media. That should start around 9:30 tomorrow morning. And then Jacques Martin will kind of give his season-ending press conference recap after that. And then on Friday, late morning, I think 10:30-ish, is when Steve Staios will have his season-ending meet with the media. And that's the normal way things work. It's usually players and the coach one day, and then hockey ops, or in this case, president and general manager, the next day.
The general manager in this case being an interesting voice because he was brought in, put in place by the new ownership. I know he spoke last night. I didn't have a chance to hear too much of what he had to say, but what is job number one for this Ottawa Senators team going forward? Is it getting a coach? Is it goaltending or any other of a number of things?
Well, you know, Trish, for general managers in the NHL now, it's a year-round business now. You no longer get the summers off, so they have to be able to juggle several balls. And saying one is more important than the other is probably not fair. I think you know, of the first jobs, getting a coach and a coaching staff established is going to be pretty important because you want that in place so they can, you know, get roots in and get their systems going and get in the summertime and get things established. But then you have to deal with the roster, you know, and you have to decide, and they already have in their own minds. They're not going to tell us, but, you know, they've had enough of a chance to look at everything. And you have to establish, you know, which guys you want to be here and which guys you want to replace. And then you go about doing that over the summer. And there's, you know, things you can do at the draft. There's things you can do at free agency. There's things you can do with trades. So I'm not sure, Trish, that they can make all the changes that they want to make because the marketplace has something to say about that. If you want to move players around, you have to have someone to move them with. And the other thing is, I think, too, Trish, that, you know, as we kind of go into the new era with Steve Staios, I think they're probably going to mix things up a little bit in Belleville as well. It's not just the NHL roster. I think there's some, you know, stuff that they want to do with the roster down there. So all that stuff kind of gets in the hopper at the same time once the season ends.
There are obviously some excellent pieces in place, and a lot of people thought this team would do so much better looking at the talent that's on paper. And as we get into talking about maybe what some of the bright spots were, the things that they can really build on this year, let's get to a real bright spot last night. Big smiles as an NHL career first goal was scored last evening. Have a listen.
Poked back into the Ottawa zone. Here's Branstrom, makes his way down to the Bruin line and in, gets in. Sends it across and a quick shot. Save is not, that went in. That squeaked through. First save was made, and Smekal gets his first NHL goal.
There you go, Dean Brown. There you go. Yuri Smekal says, I'd like the puck, please.
He knew right away it was in. That was a nice moment. And finishing with a win, I mean, still feels good, whatever the situation. But there's guys on this team that you really felt deserved a better fate this year. You know, Brady Tkachuk, who's a young, very passionate captain. Claude Giroux, who's been so good despite, what is he, 36? Advancing years. So what do you keep, you know, when it's easy to talk about what you throw out, but what are the essentials here that you build off right now?
Well, I think you just mentioned some of them. You know, the core of this team, the guys that you have to surround and better insulate with better veteran players, guys like Tkachuk and Stützle, and Pinto's going to be a part of that, and Sanderson, you know. So those are the players. Those are the young players. You know, Claude is – ideally what you'd like to do is, you know, you want to surround them with better veteran players. All you have to do is go in the marketplace and find yourself three or four more Claude Giroux. that would fix things very easily, because he is exactly the kind of veteran player you want around your young players. You just need more of them.
Yeah.
If you look, Trish, we were talking about this yesterday. If you look at, you know, so often last year especially, Ottawa was compared to Detroit and Buffalo, you know, where they are in their progression. These are the three up-and-coming teams in the East. Detroit is clearly further ahead than either Buffalo or Ottawa. And we were talking about, okay, what's the difference between Ottawa and Detroit? Well, if you look at them, I believe that Ottawa's young core is better than Detroit's. But the choices that were made in signing the veterans to surround them and the goaltending consistency was better. And so, you know, those are the two deciding factors between, you know, where Ottawa is today and where Detroit is today. Steve Yzerman just did a better job of surrounding his young players with veterans and has better goaltending.
All right. Well, before we let you go, you got to help save us from ourselves here. We started talking about stuff about which we knew nothing this morning. That happens every now and then. I did not see this game last night, Philadelphia and Washington. PJ thought that he saw something that said it had finished in overtime and that Torts had pulled his goalie in overtime and messed up. And we're thinking, okay, well, Torts is now going to be a free man. Maybe he's coming this way, as we were putting our list of coaches together. This game actually ended in regulation last night. But tell us why a lot of eyes were on this one, because there were a lot of implications around playoffs going into that game.
Yeah, well, in the NHL, there's a series of tiebreakers if teams end up tied in points. One of them, the first one, is points percentage. Then there's regulation wins. Anyway, there's a series of them. And Philadelphia, to make it to the playoffs, had to beat the Washington Capitals, but only in regulation time. If Washington got 1 point by going to overtime, that ended it for, you know, them, but it also ended it for Detroit and Pittsburgh. What Tortorella did not know while he was on the bench, he didn't realize that his team was already out. Because the Red Wings went to overtime against Montreal, and that single point put his team out.
Right.
So he's pulling his goalie trying to win a game because he thinks he has to win that game in regulation to be able to have a chance at the playoffs, not knowing that mathematically he was already out because of a single point in another game. So that's the hard part about this system, is you can get these situations where you got three or four teams playing one night, and you really have to have a calculator sitting beside you on the couch while you're doing it, because it can be that tight, and last night it was.
And you're always told not to be scoreboard watching, but it was interesting in that case, because then it has implications elsewhere if he pulls the goalie, Washington gets the win in regulation. Anyway.
The funny thing is, somebody said, well, how come somebody from the organization didn't go down to the bench and tell Tortorella? And I'm thinking to myself, are you insane? Have you seen John Tortorella during a game? I'm not talking to him about anything. Are you crazy?
I've tapped lacrosse players on the shoulder behind the bench and had my head bitten off. I can't imagine doing it with John Tortorella.
No.
We'll have to talk about some of the playoff matchups coming up and what we're excited about. But we're out of time here heading into the news. I'm going to have to talk about Toronto a little bit over the next couple of weeks, I think. But a lot of people excited about the Leafs this year. I'm just not one of them. Dean, thank you very much for this. Maybe next year we'll be talking about the Sens' chances in the playoffs.
I like it.
Dean Brown, the voice of the Ottawa Senators on TSN 1200. Locker cleanout happening tomorrow here in Ottawa.